Good morning, good afternoon. Welcome to the next episode of Booksite. I publish this episode every weekday and read in it a section of book titled Power and Prediction. If you're here for the first time, welcome, and please consider listening to the last episode, to the previous episodes, and grasp the whole book that we've been already reading. But if you don't want to do it, or you already heard the previous episode, you're more than welcome to start here today. The next section of the book, it's titled Illustrating the Challenge. So let me read it right now, please. One of the most referenced parts of our earlier book came from a thought experiment. Amazon uses artificial intelligence to predict what particular consumers might want to buy. When you are shopping on Amazon site, those predictions inform the decision of what items to recommend from a catalog of tens of millions of options. You sort through its recommendation and order some. Those are shipped to you. It's a couple of days between the time you start shopping and the arrival of the goods. In this context, we wondered what might change if Amazon's predictions of what you wanted to buy got much better. Amazon might want to give those couple of days back to you by predicting what you want, shipping it to you, and inviting you to accept it or not at your door. In other words, Amazon ships to you based on its predictions, and then you shop from the boxes delivered to your doorstep. We call this a move from shop then ship to ship to to ship then shop. I'm sorry. That's actually great way to say it. I will read it again. We call this a move from shop then ship to ship then shop. While some might find it creepy to have products appear at their house, it wasn't hard to imagine how convenient it might be. Moving to ship then shop was something we envisioned as an application solution. It would take a prediction and give Amazon the decision of whether to ship something rather than letting the customer decide whether to ship an item. Many people consider shopping a burden. So by being able to provide that cheaply, better prediction offered a solution for that application. We have yet to see Amazon do this. That has not stopped it from putting its toe into the water. It has already patented the idea of quote, anticipatory shipping, quote, but its implementation is somewhat muted. For instance, it routinely offers options to consumers to subscribe to a product rather than actively order it. How? It notices how much toilet paper your household uses and promises to provide the product at a regular interval. This gives Amazon certainty in demand. It passes on the savings to customers and discounts for subscribing. Once you move beyond the thought experiment, however, you can see why implementing ship then shop is significant change. If predictions are perfect, that doesn't seem like a difficult application solution. But predictions aren't perfect and may never be so. For that, Amazon needs to have a way of collecting products you choose to reject. It's hard enough to deliver products safely, let alone having them put on a purchase or for return. Returns can also be a pain for consumer. Thus, without having a system for virtually costless returns, Amazon ship then shop is unlikely to emerge from the starting gate. Indeed, Amazon already struggles with returns so much that it never resells many returned items but sends them directly to trash. With its existing system, it's cheaper for Amazon to throw away returns that put those products back into its own logistics systems. The lesson here is that ship then shop, while it might appear to be an application solution, is one that required changes elsewhere in the system to be made economic. While we didn't appreciate it when we wrote prediction machines ship then shop is a system solution because it impacts other decisions and required a redesign of Amazon's system to facilitate a much more cost-effective way of handling returns. Fascinating part of the book. Imagine that you don't need to go on Amazon website. You don't need to go anywhere. You just open the door and there is a package waiting for you with the products you will probably buy soon. Creepy or convenient? I'm wondering what is your opinion about this, guys. So I always like to look at the at things from the good angle, from the positive angle. And imagine people that they have so much problem buying online, like people with like sight disability or moving disability or hearing disability. For them, things like cheap then shop would be a blessing because they can skip all the part of browsing, scrolling, reading, typing, listening to speakers and things like that. And one more thing also, it's very important in this episode that this is a system change. So to have a ship then shop available, the whole system needs to change. I can imagine how hard it can be. Can we see that all over the world or can we only see that in the United States? That's another question. But ship then shop, it's very, very, very fascinating concept to me. If the companies and machines can predict a lot based on our behavior, that's where artificial intelligence can deliver a lot of good. Obviously, it's our decision if we want to take this item and buy it or not. We can always abandon it or be more reluctant and say, no, I don't need that. Obviously, it requires a lot of self-control. And hopefully people will not get into financial troubles, but ship and then shop, I like that from the perspective of all these people for whom the process of scrolling reading, it's simply hard because of their disabilities. Thank you guys. Consider please subscribing to my podcast and the YouTube channel. And I talk to you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.